Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim and Shelley Brim called The Mystery of Christmas Unwrapped, a special Christmas series from our TV broadcast, Prophetic Witness. For more information, visit billybrim.org.
And that is the incarnation. And that is the meaning of Christmas. God came to live in a body.
Yes.
And that.
Yes.
To save us from our sins.
Yes. To destroy the works of the enemy.
To destroy the works of the enemy. Now, one way that they try to steal this from us is December 25th. They said that was a pagan holiday and that it's only chosen because it was a pagan holiday. Well, it was a pagan holiday, but that's not why it was chosen. And we're going to talk about that for the rest of this program, and we may, you know, carry that on over into our next one.
Okay.
But it's just like the Sabbath, Shelley, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, you call it Sunday because of the sun god. Well, we do call it Sunday, but that's not why we worship. The church worships on Sunday. So for the same way that they try to tell us that that came from pagan, mm-hmm. the church worships on that day, not because it's Sunday, Shelley, or called Sunday, but because it's called the first day of the week.
Yes.
Now,
according to the Hebrew way.
According to the Hebrew way.
Right.
In Genesis 1, most people know this. I mean, if they're Bible scholars or mm-hmm. not. What did God call the days?
The first day, second day, third day.
He did this on the first day,
right.
or day one. He did this on the second day. He mm-hmm. did this on the third day, the
right.
fourth day, the
right.
fifth day, the sixth day. And then he rested on the seventh day, which is Shabbat.
Yes.
So now you know, you go to Israel all the time. They don't call it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
no.
Friday, Saturday. They're always counting up towards Shabbat because they're looking toward that seventh day.
Oh, yes.
And so then they have what we call Sunday is?
The first day.
Yom Rishon.
Yes.
The first day.
Yes.
So then Yom Shini, the second day.
Mm-hmm.
And Yom Shlishi, mm-hmm. the third day. Yom Arba.
Yes.
And they go right on up until they get to Yom Shishi, which is the sixth day. Because they know that the next day is Shabbat.
Rest.
And everything's always looking towards Shabbat. Now, not only do they tell us that naysayers outside the church will say this, well, you just chose it because you're doing it because it was a sun god. But inside, sometimes people get a little mixed up and they say, oh, we should be worshiping on the seventh day. We should be worshiping on Saturday. And we get quite a few people that write into us.
Yes.
Why do we not worship on Saturday? Well, because there's three groups of people.
Yes, our identity.
Yeah, our identity. What are those three groups according to 1 Corinthians 10:32?
They are the Jews.
The Jews.
The nations.
The nations.
And the church.
And the church. And in what we call the Old Testament, there were how many of those groups?
Two.
Which are?
The Jews and the nations.
The Jews and the nations. I'm telling you, Shelley can teach on this better than I can.
Well, I've had 30 years of listening.
Yeah.
And if I don't know it by now.
I mean, we'd have to have prayer for you.
Yeah, you'd have to pray for me.
Because that's a foundation stone of understanding
yes.
the Bible is rightly dividing the word. So in what we call the Old Testament, the Tanakh, there's only the Jews and the nations, or the Jews and the Gentiles. And then in the New Covenant, the New Testament, out of those two, any Jew, any Gentile who says, I believe God raised Jesus from the dead and I take him as my Lord, then they are becoming a new creation. In a new group. And they're born anew. They're born from above.
Yes.
And their inner man has the life of God, and they're now a new creation. So not only are we new, but this group of people that we call the early church
We gather on a different
day. They gathered on a different day because everything happens for this new group on what the Bible calls Yom Rishon, the first day. So, Shelley, read some of these.
Okay. Where would you like for me to start?
Read Mark 16:2. This is Mark 16:2.
And very early in the morning, and we're going to emphasize the next two words, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulcher at the rising of the sun.
Now, read 16:9.
All right, Mark 16:9. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day, which would be Sunday of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast out seven devils.
Okay, that's the witness of Mark. And the Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses is everything established.
Right.
So we see that Jesus rose on the first day of the week, which is Yom Rishon, or we say Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, Shelley, if you want to get real technical about this.
Let's get technical.
Here you got first day, second day, and you go to the seventh day. And then when the new group arises, that's the eighth day.
Ah.
And it means new beginnings.
New beginning.
So we began with new beginnings. Glory. Jesus rose on the first day of the week. And so that's called Yom Rishon.
Yes.
Which is the first day. Or after 7 days, it's a new day.
Seven plus one being eight means new beginning.
New beginning. So now read John 20.
John 20, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark into the sepulcher and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher.
So Mary was there on the first day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John 20, 19.
Okay. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Shalom be unto you.
Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem.
Yeah, peace be upon you. But this was the first day of the week. Now, okay, Jesus was raised from the dead. He appeared to them on the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene was there the first day of the week.
Yes.
Now we're going to move over into the book of Acts, and we're going to see some things about the church.
So Acts chapter 20, verse 7, and upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight.
So they're gathered on the first day of the week. They're having a church service on Sunday.
Yes.
And now we're going to go over to 1 Corinthians 16:2. And of course, you know, Paul wrote this.
Yes. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come.
All right, now Paul here is taking up an offering. He's going to come, and he's come to the church of Corinth, and he tells them he needs an offering for a certain group of people that needed help. And he said, now you start laying it by so that when I get there, I won't have to gather it up.
Right.
You know, sometimes.
Saving some time.
Yeah. And sometimes I've gone to churches, Shelley, and maybe it's a little church, and they wanted to give me a nice offering.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had been receiving an offering for a few weeks every Sunday morning.
They had been receiving
a little bit. They've been gathering it up. And that's what he asked them to do here. But when was their day that they were normally meeting?
The first day of the week, Sunday.
The first day of the week. So they were going to, Sunday by Sunday, they were going to gather it up. And then when Paul gets there and preaches to them, it's going to be all gathered. So we find that the pattern for the ecclesia, the assembly, the body of Christ, the new creature.
Yes, the third group of people.
The third group of people, their practice was to meet on the day their Lord arose.
Yes.
So that's why we meet on Sunday, not because somebody tells us it's a pagan God named it and it's a pagan day.
God,
and we've got to worship on the Sabbath. We're not Jews.
No. We're not.
The Jews are Jews.
Exactly.
Let the Jews be Jews.
And we're not completed Jews either.
No. We're born again, new creatures.
Right.
And so...
new species.
New species.
New beginning. New meeting on the first day of the week, Sunday. I'm so thankful for knowing the truth.
Yeah.
It sets us free.
Yeah, we're free. So praise the Lord. We're going to go, Shelley, into more detail on why we worship on the 25th of December. We're going to do that in our next program.
Good.
Because that's another thing they try to put to us, the pagans. The pagans, the pagans, the pagans. The pagans aren't ruling me. The Bible is ruling me.
Exactly.
Bless the Lord. And we're following the Bible just like they did in those early days.
Yes,
follow that word of God. And the word of God is so precious, Shelley.
Yes, it is, Mom.
So very, very precious. I've been reading a lot about what it was like in that time when Jesus was born. It was not an easy time.
No. The Roman government was
so hard. The Roman government was so...
It was wicked. To see all those, like, crucifixions and persecution, it was terrible the time Jesus was born.
Yes, it was. And those early disciples, that word of God, you know, they didn't have, and we're going to read some scriptures which point us to the prophets, because Peter definitely pointed them to the prophets.
Yes.
He said, those prophets, they wrote as holy men of old when God moved upon them. And Jesus was the fulfillment of prophecies.
Well, think about the two men on the road to
Emmaus
and how Jesus appeared to them. And he opened up with the prophets. And so even Jesus, after his resurrection, endorsed the importance of going to the prophets to see why he had to suffer and then come into his glory. So if he did that in his resurrected body appearing to those two men, how much more the same Holy Spirit is going to lead us into the prophets of old. And we're going to see where we are in
And you know, Shelley, in what we call the Gospels, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right.
Matthew was God's keeper record of the prophecies being fulfilled.
He was a good Jewish boy, wasn't he?
Oh, man, he was.
He knew how to keep good
records.
He
was a tax collector. He knew how to keep books.
Yes, it's a compliment.
And he showed how the prophecies were fulfilled.
Yes.
He showed how the prophecies...
He was meticulous about it.
He was meticulous about it. Let's just turn to Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to really get over into him, too, when we get to... But I learned this, and this just thrilled me. Matthew chapter 1, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then it gives here all of the, now this is actually here, this is, we have Mary's lineage in another place, but here we have the right to being in the lineage, the royal lineage of David. We hear that right here in this chapter.
Okay.
And he begins and he says, and he gives all the begats. Verse 6, Jesse begat David. So that's going to put us in the kingly line here. But this scripture right here is so telling. Verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. Mm-hmm. And from David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away unto the Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now, that doesn't mean much to us in our Western minds. But I actually had someone who was a rabbi, and he showed me this.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message from Dr. Billy Brim and Shelley Brim called The Mystery of Christmas Unwrapped. For more information, visit billybrim.org.